The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bishunny Radio app. I am Alvin Hondra III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at Facebook.com/Purpose1 Alvin III. Again, that's Facebook.com/Purpose1 Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bishunny Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. I'm putting in an entry for the Currency Talk series. Call this one Monopoly Mechanics. There you go. Monopoly Mechanics. Oh, just thinking about what to share with the world on this episode. And I wanted to tell you the time that I glitched the Monopoly game and what I learned from it. So I was playing Monopoly on Xbox 360 at the time. Pretty decent game. Nice game flow. Of course, you know, it's designed to operate just like the board game Monopoly. And I was playing around with it because I was just, I don't know, something inspired me to work with it. And somehow, some way, I ended up glitching the game. I don't know exactly why, but I have an idea. The reason why I think I glitched the game was because I started to break the mechanics of the game. I started to do something that was not expected. And the thing that was expected was for, even though I achieved the top earner on the board amongst the AIs, what I didn't do was I did not create such a stark environment that people would literally, the AIs would literally have to bankrupt and therefore end the game. Well, you ask, why? Why wouldn't I do that? Besides having the time to not do that, why wouldn't I do that? I saw some important things as I was playing. So I guess we could go through the basics, okay? You know, Monopoly, you start on the board, collect your money, go around the board, try to avoid pitfalls, either financial or somehow ending up in jail. Definitely get that. But as you go around the board, you're supposed to buy properties and utilities. You're supposed to buy assets so that you can charge people when they land on your property in assets. They have to pay you in order to navigate through the board. Person who can who does that better and faster than everybody else without incurring too many liabilities becomes the winner over time, because that person gets richer and the other people start to get a they start to lose their money, and they end up having to go into bankruptcy, meaning like the game ends for them. Okay, so you know, of course, that's the basics, and there's many different strategies. Actually, some people argue there's only a few or maybe one good strategy. You know, you got to get your houses up fast, to your hotels, try to buy the most expensive properties because they give the strongest yield, and lock down your utilities because they become more steady income. So there you go. Anyway, so playing glitch it. So what was the difference? What was the difference that I had figured out, and how does this translate into gems for bigger life? So I was in the head. I had maybe a few properties with a few houses that had turned into hotels. So my yield was sustainable. People were having to hit some decent areas in order to navigate the board and therefore pay me. So, and also I had, here's one gem as well. You always got to keep a reserve. You must keep a reserve so that you are not asset rich and cash poor. When you are cash poor, the liabilities, even of your assets at times, will hit your during your chances, and you will have to pay it. If you are cash poor, you will have to liquidate the property in order to pay the liabilities or the chance events that come. So that's definitely one of the big ones. All right, so back to the story. I'm ahead. Got the AIs paying me. Everybody's still on the board. And we're going around. I had the bright idea, since I was ahead, to actually downgrade some of my hotels. Why would I do that? The reason why is, I think, is because I understood that my monopoly represents a ecosystem. It represents an economy. And you can get to a point of power in an ecosystem where you can literally starve people out. Or you can continue to make the expenses of their living so burdensome that you can keep forcing them, or in the case of Monopoly, you could force them into bankruptcy, you could force them out, which means that there is less people to subsidize or pay for your goods and services that you are the owner of. So what I did was I downgraded it, and I believe, I can't remember at this time, but I believe that I also accumulated other properties. That's going to be a natural consequence anyway, because once you get to a place, you're kind of so far ahead of the crowd on that game, you're just perpetually sitting back and collecting money. Eventually, the other people are going to have to make strategic decisions. And the only way that they're going to flip the dynamic at that time is if you make a very foolish decision or something. Or, again, you get caught being asset rich but cash poor. Like, you got a lot of high performing properties. But at the same time, there's one card I think where you could get hit all at the same time with it's either taxes on your assets or maintenance issues on your assets, especially your real estate. And if you're not ready for that, yeah, you have to liquidate parts of all that and start all over again. And sometimes it can be pretty steep, math wise. Anyway, downgrade the properties, put myself in the position of being cash and asset balanced, but I was still literally collecting money. After a few cycles, some people, yes, have to either downgrade or they can't really upgrade because they're too busy paying the level of their maintenance already. So what happens is you create a perpetual state of currency or cash accumulation. How is that possible? It's possible because you have a bank built into the economy to perpetually put out more cash or more liquidity in order to keep the economy going. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Sure sounds familiar to me. And I guess that's what I'm getting to with this. What the gems. So I already put out one gem. You gotta be cat. You gotta be cat. You have to be cash and asset balanced. The other thing is you have to. I guess the bigger gem is you. If you get into a place of prominence, make things affordable, but at the same time profitable for you. And when you do that, you create a smoother environment. If you're busy trying to bankrupt people just to have more money, it actually kind of hurts you on the back end because you get to a point to where you're cash stagnant and there's nobody to inhabit or use your goods and services, which makes you poorer. The third thing is the way that the board monopoly and also our overall economy is structured. Our banks, the people who issue our currency so that we could do goods and services, can never really go broke. All they could do is redistribute the economic energy in the places where they see fit or and do things to promote economic activity, such as being backed not only with a monetary policy but also tax policy. Tax policy is the other absorption end of the monetary policy, which is the liquidity end. So someone was very smart for creating monopoly. They saw the bigger picture, and people who are savvy can also use the game mechanics to basically create a perpetual wealth state for them and for their inner circle, and friends, family, children, who can understand the dynamic as well. And so that's what happened. I created a perpetual economic state based upon the mechanics of monopoly, which yes, is not world economics, but it sure has a core. It has enough for a core in showing local economics. And it just became a cycle. Even the players that were perpetually going around the board, and paying for my assets, but also taking care of their assets, they got to a equilibrium state. So they had what they had, but they continued paying, and the overall cash flow of the board gravitated towards me, and it went on for a cycle, 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 and then all of a sudden the game just froze. You know, I'm up there mashing buttons and trying to see what's going on, and you know, it looked like it was going, but in actuality, it wasn't going. And so I'm like, oh, well, looks like I froze the game. So I ended up turning off the game, but it always stuck with me what I learned from just 2 or 3 hours of my time in conjunction with stuff that I had already been studying. But that experience galvanized it. So what does this mean for you and me? Huh? Currency talk. Holding money for money's sake probably won't help us in the long run. Getting assets that generate more revenue for you is a great thing. Overpricing those assets in the economy, probably not the greatest idea. Because you'll end up choking off the cash flow to yourself. The only thing that the Monopoly game doesn't quite capture deeply is the tax. I mean, you have certain things such as luxury tax, maybe property tax, things like that. But of course, you know, in a board game played amongst my family, who are mostly middle class people, it doesn't have to get that sophisticated. But the element of tax is in the board too. Also, charity and chance are nice too. Charity allows you to give because it's been given to you in some way or form or fashion. And chance, you know, sometimes you get blessed with random money from different sources. And those are always beautiful experiences to have too. You know, look, the luck element of life and also Monopoly. So those are my gems that I learned. Currency is a big part of the game, but the bigger part of the game is actually currency flow. Cash flow, cash management. That's where basically you can expand yourself into who you are at the center. Or it's a reflection, and it's also a magnifier. This is where lifestyles are built. This is where legacies are made. The flow between currency and assets, and the management of those things in an environment that others are building those things to it. All right. Well, this has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time. Peace.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.